LGVX9100 ENV2 demonstration for July 2nd, 2008.
Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to be demonstrating the LGVX9100 by LG Phones for the Verizon network. The phone is also known as the ENV2. It is the replacement for the LGVX9900 ENV phone that now apparently is out of stock and unavailable through Verizon anymore. I got this phone as an upgrade to my LG VX4650 that I've had for, about 2.5 years now. It was a great phone, and it served me well, but I listened to Holly Anderson's podcast on the 9900 and thought that the 9900 was a great phone, and it was about time for me to upgrade and get a more modern phone. So I decided to try and go with that. So I called Verizon and tried to get the 9900, but they told me it was basically unavailable anymore. So I went with the 9100, since Holly had said in her podcast that basically it's the same phone. It's just a little different, few different keys located in different places. But so I got the 9100 a couple weeks ago, and I've been playing around with it, learning how to use it. Holly has answered many questions for me to get it up and running. So what I want to do today, since the 9900 is, or the 9100 is replacing the 9900, I wanted to give a review of the phone. The phone is about the size of a pack of cigarettes. I don't have exact lengths here, but if I take my index finger and go up the side, it's a little bit longer than my index finger. So I know everybody has different lengths of index fingers, but I'd say it's about 5 inches high, about 2.5 inches wide, and maybe about an inch thick. It is what I guess they call now a laptop form type of phone. I thought it was a candy bar style, but Holly calls it a laptop form. And it opens up just like a little laptop, and you can set it on a table or whatever in front of you if you want, and you can use the speakerphone, or you can do text messaging and things like that. Or you can leave it closed, and I'm going to describe the phone. Down the left side, you have three buttons, and they're in the middle of the left side, and they're kind of indented in a bit, I guess, so you don't inadvertently hit them. The top button is the camera button, and then there's a rocker button below that, which is the volume button that has an up button and a down button. On the right side of the phone, down about 2 inches, there's a headphone jack. And then down towards the bottom of the right side, there's a little rubber guard that you can use your fingernail to get underneath and swing out. That's your micro SD slot. And from what I've been told, the 9100 can hold up to an 8 GB micro SD card. That's for things like music and pictures and videos, things like that. The phone has a camera phone and is capable of taking pictures and video clips. Down on the bottom of the phone, again, when you feel around, you'll find a little rubber guard that gets your finger underneath, and you can pull it out and swing it around. That's your power plug. Okay, on the front of the outside of the phone, at the very top, you have a little slit for when you have it up against your face so you can hear. It's the earphone, the earphone piece. Immediate below that, there is a screen. Then immediately below that, on the left, you have a music button. On the right, you have a clear button, and it also works as the voice command button. And in between those two buttons, you have a little up arrow button. Then down below that, you have the send button, an OK button in the middle, and the end button on the right. And just below that in the middle, you have a down arrow button. The phone is kind of flat on the outside. All these buttons are kind of flat. It takes a little bit of getting used to find them. The difference between the 9100 and the 9100 is there are no left and right soft keys on the outside of the phone. You can get to quite a few of the functions on the outside of the phone by just pushing the OK key. That's between the send and end keys, and using the up and down arrow keys. Or you can also hit the clear key when it's just in standby mode, and it will act as the voice command mode, and it'll ask you what you want to do. Okay, down below the arrow key, we get into the keypad, and we'll have the 1, 2, and 3 keys, and then below that, the 4, 5, and 6, the 5 key has a dot, a raised dot on the left and right edges of it. Then below that, we have the 7, 8, and 9, and then below that, we have the star, 0, and pound keys. Like I said, the outside of this is really flat. The keypad is really flat. It takes some getting used to, but there are some little differences in height between the rows of the keypad that you kind of get used to if you have a good touch. And it took me a little bit of getting used to, but it's not too hard to use it actually. Now, if you open the phone up, it opens up kind of like a laptop where the keyboard is on the bottom and the screen is on the top. You can also open this up even further. You can swing the screen section till it goes flat. That way, when you're using the speakerphone, you can have access to the volume keys that normally are covered up by the screen when it's open. Kind of found that out on just by playing with it, because I was wondering how to adjust the volume levels of the speakerphone, and I couldn't really figure it out. Okay, once you have the unit open, like I said, it resembles a little baby laptop. It can fit in the palm of your hand, or well, not the palm of your hand, but in your hand. Or you can set it flat, and works real well. The top part, like I said, is the screen. On the left and the right, there are your speakers, and then in the middle, there's a large LCD screen. The keyboard section, I'll try and describe some of the keys as best I know them. But it's a QWERTY keyboard with most of your QWERTY keys. You don't have certain punctuations and stuff. You have to hit a punctuation key to get to them, so that takes getting used to, but it's not too hard. The top row of the keyboard has what I believe on the left is an email key. And then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0. Then you have a send button and the end button. Above that, I'm sorry, I forgot, above the top row of the QWERTY keyboard, you got to kind of feel around for them, but they're in between the hinges, and you have your left and right soft buttons. They're kind of indented there, so you got to feel around for them. But once you get used to them and you know where they're at, they're not hard to find. They're kind of indented a little, so I guess they don't accidentally get hit. Okay, then on the next row, on the left, you have your shift key, and of course, you have Q, W, E, R, T, Y, and so on. The next row down on the left, you have a punctuation key and then the A, S, D, F keys and so on. And then down on the bottom row on the left, you have a space key and then you have the Z, X, C, V, B keys and so on. Then going down the right side of the keyboard, if you feel around below what I said on the top row, at the end of it, you have the send and the end keys. Then right below that, you have a square area that is the navigation. And it's squared off. So you have an up and down, left, right. And then in the middle of the square, you have a little round button, which is your OK or your select button. Then right below that, on the bottom right, you have the speakerphone button. You have a clear button. Going to the left, you have a clear button. And then you have a space button, which is the third button in. That button also acts as your voice command key. And that basically covers the inside of it. And now I'm going to demonstrate the phone for you. And I'm basically going to demonstrate the phone open because it's kind of, I like to use it that way and it's easier to hear. One thing about these phones, if you're coming up from, say, a 4650 or an older phone, is these phones do not talk immediately out of the box. You have to go through a setup. I'm not going to cover that in the podcast, but I do have notes available that I will put up on the website that will get you started, and we'll get the voice commands and the keyboard turned on so it speaks the keys you're pressing, things like that. Tells you who's calling, and all those good things that you're used to on your older phones. One thing also to be aware of on the 9100 is that it has what is called a key guard. I think the 9900 has it too, actually. And I started to turn it off. I have instructions in my notes as how to turn it off. But I found that even in a case, even in my case, it kind of still is possible to hit the button. So I leave the key guard on. And once you get used to that, it's no big deal. Another thing I'll say about the phone is you probably want to get the one of the cases for it from Verizon because it doesn't come with any kind of a case. And it's probably easiest to get one of theirs. They're not real cheap. The one I got with mine was $20, but it's a nice, it's a belt clip case, and it's nice. So that's something you might want to consider because you kind of need a case for it, and it doesn't come with one when you buy it. All right, I have the phone open and I'm kind of holding it up so the mic will pick it up well. The first thing I'm going to do is let you hear the voice.
Please say a command.
Check phone status.
Battery 75% full. EVDO no service. Digital 1X no service. E911 only on. Verizon Wireless Network. Volume medium low. No new missed calls. No new voicemail. No new message. 2:04 p.m. Wednesday, July 2nd.
And the status tells you all kinds of goodies about the phone. It gave us the battery level, the signal strength, message status, what the time and date was, what network we were in. As you could tell, it said I had no service in EVDO or digital down here in my basement, so I don't always get good service down here, but should be suitable for the review. Should be able to get everything I want to get done. Some other comments on the phone. Battery life seems to be real good. And I didn't describe the back. Let me describe the back here. Battery is on the back, of course. And it's a one of the thin batteries, and it attaches to the case lid on the back. That's on the bottom. On the top of the back, there's a little rectangular section that is for the camera phone. I believe that's the flash and the camera lens. Unlike the 9900, these aren't hidden. It's just on the back and it's flush with the back. It doesn't have any kind of a lid, as far as I know, to cover it. But battery life seems to be real good on the phone. I was kind of concerned because it doesn't look like you can put an extended battery in it like you can some of the other phones. But the battery life seems to be good. There's no antenna nub sticking out of it. I guess it's built right into the phone. Signal strength generally is real good with it. So those were kind of my concerns at first, but those have been working out real good. Haven't had any problems with dropping calls or anything. And again, battery life has been good. Okay. Going to work a little bit more with the keys, show you some more of the what the voice does. Up at the top, like I said, while you have it open, you have the left and right soft keys. If I hit the left soft key.
Messaging, new message.
And then we have our menus. Here's the messaging menu.
Contacts, new contact.
And the contact menu.
Recent calls,
Recent,
missed.
the recent calls menu.
Settings and tools, my account.
The settings menu.
Media center, music and tones.
And then we have our media center.
Messaging, new message.
And we've wrapped back around. If I hit my right soft key,
Contacts, in case of emergency.
and then we have our contacts.
Anthony, Charla, Diana, VAL, MIN, PMT.
Voicemail.
Directory assistance.
And it's got some numbers already built into it, and some numbers that I've added.
In case of emergency.
And we've wrapped back around there too. Now, if I press the voice command, And
please say a command. Call. Please state the name or number.
Oops, didn't mean to do that. If I hit the voice command and then go to, over to the navigation.
Please say a command. Send message to name or number.
And if I hit my up and down arrows.
Go to menu. Check item. Contact name. My account. Help. Call name or number. Send message to name or number. Go to menu.
And if we go to the go to.
Go to. Please choose. Alert sounds. All calls. Answer options. Auto retry.
We have all kinds of options in here.
Backlight. Banner. Bluetooth menu.
Another feature that the phone has is Bluetooth.
Calculator. Calendar. Call connect. Call ringtone. Call settings. Call sounds. Call vibrate. Card memory. Charge complete. Charging screen. Clock format. Contact list. Contacts. Dial calls. Display backlight.
Okay, I'm going to get out of there, but there are many, many more. If I hit my voice command key again.
Please say a command. Send message to name or number.
And if I down arrow on my nav keys.
Go to menu. Check item.
There were check items here as well.
Check. Please choose. Voicemail. Messages. Missed calls. Time. Signal strength. Battery. Volume. Phone status. Voicemail.
And I've wrapped around, but we have all of our little checks there.
Messages. Missed calls.
And
time.
If you hit your OK or select key.
Please choose. Signal strength. Battery. Current battery level. Battery 75% full.
Okay. let's see. One of the things I'm going to demonstrate is I'm going to create a contact, show you how to do that. And then I'll show you texting. And then we'll wrap it up.
Please say a command.
Contacts.
Contacts. Please choose.
Create.
Create new. Please say a phone number.
330-724-6093.
Contacts. Did you say 330-724-6093?
Yes.
Commands timed out. Please try again. Did you say 330-724-6093?
Yes.
Mobile. Home. Use the keypad to enter the name, then wait 3 seconds to hear what you entered.
And then when it asked me whether it was mobile, I was able to use my nav keys and go up and down and select the setting and then hit the OK. To select it. Now it's telling me to put my name in, so I'm going to do that with the keypad or with the keyboard.
R. R. O.
Hit my clear key. I messed up already. I. Okay, and then I'll hit my OK.
Contact saved. Contacts. Please choose.
Readout.
Readout. Please say a name.
Rick.
Reading contact details of
Rick.
Home 330-724-6093. 0093. End of contact details. Please say a command.
Call Rick.
Calling Rick home.
Yeah, and we won't go any further with that, but just wanted to show you how easy it was to call somebody and add a contact. Now what I'm going to do is, let's see, what else here? I'll show you how to clear your missed calls, because people are always wanting to do that. So if you hit your left soft key, and sometimes you have to hit it twice.
Media center, music and tone.
And I'm left and right arrowing with my nav keys.
Settings and tools. Recent calls missed.
Okay, and I'm at missed. If I hit my okay. Oops.
Recent calls missed.
Okay, then I don't have any missed.
Received. Dialed.
Go down to dialed. Hit okay. Hit my right soft key, and then hit the number 4 on the QWERTY keyboard, and then hit OK,
erased.
And it dialed. Says they're erased, so I've erased my dialed calls. You can do the same thing for the missed calls as well.
Received. Recent calls missed.
And you would do the same thing here if you had any. You would hit the OK button. And that little tone says you don't have anything. And, like I said, you would hit your right soft key, and then the number 4 on the number row of the QWERTY keyboard, and then OK again, and it will say erased. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to send a text message. And I don't have anybody right now that I can get a text message back from, so I'll just have to send myself one. And it'll show you how that works. So, hit my voice command key.
Please say a command.
Send message.
New message. New message. Text message.
That didn't work right. Okay, let me try it again.
Please say a command.
Send message.
Current message status. No new... Please say a command.
Send message.
New message. Please choose.
Text.
Commands timed out. Please try again. Please choose.
Text.
Text message. Please state the name or number.
Charla Cell.
Message to Charla Cell Mobile.
Okay, and it's telling me now to type my message in. I'm going to try and send a message out, see if I get one back here from somebody else, and then that way I can show you how to reply.
H. I. Space. T. R-E dot space H-O-W space A-E-R-E space Y-O-U question mark.
And then I can hit my send key, or you can hit your OK key, either one.
Sending message. Message sent.
Okay. Don't know if I get a reply or not, because I didn't tell that person I was going to text them, so we'll have to see. But what I'll do is I'll send myself a message here so you can just hear it. Send a message.
New message.
Text.
Text message. Please state the name or number.
330-472.
Send text message to. Did you say 330-472?
Yes. Yes.
Message to 330-472.
Okay, now I'm going to send a message to the cell phone here.
H. W.
Oops.
W.
Dang gum it.
E. L. L. O.
And I'll just make it brief. Hit my OK key.
Sending message. Message sent. New message.
Okay, and I've got a new message coming in. If I hit my OK key, and I hit my space key.
Hello.
It will say that incoming message automatically. If you want to hear it again, just hit your space key again.
Hello.
And if you wanted to reply, now I can't reply to myself, but what you would do is you would hit the OK or select key in the center of the nav keys. And it's not going to let me there, of course. But then it would say reply, and it would ask for the type of message, and it would have text, and you would just hit OK again on that, and then it would tell you to put your message in, and you would type it all out, and then you would hit your OK or send keys again, and it would go back out to the person. Now, you also have the capability of deleting or going through your inbox, but I'll show you how to erase it.
Messaging. New message.
Hit your left soft key, and you'll go into the messaging.
Inbox.
If you down arrow with the nav keys and get to your inbox, hit your right soft key.
Options. Erase inbox.
And you have an erase inbox.
Erase send.
Or you can erase the sent.
Erase draft.
Erase the drafts.
Erase all.
Erase all.
Options. Erase inbox.
And if you hit enter, or I mean OK on it. And then again hit your OK.
Options. Erase inbox.
And then it'll come back. Okay. While we're waiting for this other message to come back, and I'm not sure if it will or not, because that person is at work. Let me show you something like setting ringtones. If you hit the voice command key.
Please say a command. Send message to name or number. Go to menu.
Go to the go-to menu.
Go to. Please choose.
Arrow up here quite a few times.
Speed dial. Sound settings.
Here we can set our ringtone.
Sound settings. Sound settings. Master volume. Call sounds. Call sounds. Call ringtone.
And if I go up and down through here and I hit my left soft key. Various music ringers. end, it's just our regular little rings. Okay, and I think that's all of them. Clear out of that. If you want to select one of those, you just hit your OK key. You can do the same thing for your voicemails, your incoming messages, and things like that. So that all works very well. And that's all pretty easy to use, actually. It's not too hard to use the phone, as I've said. Okay, that basically covers everything I wanted to show about the phone. So let me close it up. I've used it for a couple of weeks now, and it's been a really good phone. It actually works well. I've enjoyed being able to send text messages and things like that. That's kind of nice. You know, everybody does text messaging now, and up to this phone, we really haven't had any way to do it except, you know, by the more expensive phones, you know, if you use Talks or something to make the phone accessible. There are a lot of things on the phone that aren't accessible, unfortunately. The voice menus only speak to the second level. So, you know, some of this stuff, you kind of got to just know what to press to get it to work. And some things just simply won't work. This phone has instant messaging and email, you know, that we really can't use. You know, you could use this if you, you know, were sighted to send messages back and forth between MSN and Yahoo, you know, through your phone. You could send actual emails, which are longer than just text messages. You have internet browsing. You have GPS stuff in here that you could use. You know, just things that unfortunately, you know, we can't. And it just would be really, really nice if LG would extend the menu levels deeper so we could do some more of this stuff. You know, you can't use your calculator, can't use your calendar, can't use your address book. But overall, accessibility is nice with the phone. Let's see. I've got it closed now. I'm going to show you how to use it with the key guard turned on. If you hit the pound key, let me get my, and the OK key. Okay, now it's unlocked. If I hit the clear key up in the right corner,
please say a command.
You get your
command not recognized. Please try again. Please say a command.
Check time.
Current time is 2:27 p.m. Current date is Wednesday, July 2nd.
And then you also have your number pad you can use, and it'll let you hear it talk. Clear that out. If you hit your OK key.
Contacts. Messaging. Recent calls.
Hit your up and down nav arrows.
My music. Bluetooth menu. Key guard settings.
Now if you hit OK here. And hit OK again.
Key guard settings.
That should turn your key guard off. So if you want to be able to do that, you know, that's how you'd go about doing it. Okay, that wraps up what I wanted to demonstrate on the phone. I hope this review has been helpful to others. A lot of people have helped me get this far on the phone, and I appreciate it, especially to Holly Anderson. She's helped me a lot to get the phone up and running, and I appreciate it. There was a rebate on this phone, and I ended up getting mine essentially for free, since you get a $100 credit for your upgrade every 2 years. The phone's $159 on the 2 year agreement, and they'll take $100 off, so you still got $50. I mean, it's $149, sorry. And the rebate essentially took that off, but the rebate has expired, so can't get that anymore, unfortunately. But for those of you who want to upgrade your Verizon phone, I feel this would be a great option, especially if you're a person that wants to be able to send and receive text messages. If you don't have any interest whatsoever in text messaging, then you might want to stick with something like the 8350, which is just a regular flip phone. Okay, that wraps this up. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next time.
Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's rharmon928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's rharmon, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.